our next instalment of Mayfield Radio.
This time we are launching our logo competition, finding out how different countries celebrate Christmas and interviewing another of our low school prefects.
First up, we have Gigi here to tell us about our logo competition.
Hi everyone, my name is Gigi. Today I'm bringing our first competition to you. As we are a new club here at Mayfield, we would really like you to help us create a new logo. Everyone is welcome to enter the competition to design a Mayfield Radio logo and win a prize. We'll be giving away 5 house points to anyone who enters, and the winner will receive 10 house points and a box of chocolates. All you need to do is to create a logo for Mayfield Radio. This can be done in any medium, for example pencil, paint, oil or digitally. Then you need to send a photo to
Mayfield Girls Radio at mayfieldgirls.org.
And you're done. Please submit your entry by Sunday the 3rd of January 2021. The team here at Mayfield Radio looks forward to seeing all of your entries. Good luck.
Make sure you get your entries in. We can't wait to see them. Now to find out about the different ways some of us might be celebrating Christmas this year.
Hello, my name is Tabby and we have Megan and Lucia here.
Christmas is coming up and we all know how to celebrate it in England, but how do people in different countries celebrate Christmas?
We are going to be focusing on 3 countries, which are France, Spain, but first of all, Italy.
I have Italian heritage and something we eat every year is a panettone, which is often served after Mass on Christmas Eve. It is a dry fruit cake, which is typically eaten with a cup of hot chocolate. Some other popular goodies are sweet honey breads, marzipan, nougat and gingerbread, symbolising the sweetness of life. In Italy, it is essential to attend midnight mass and eat a meatless dinner on Christmas Eve for many families. Father Christmas is known as Babbo Natale. A traditional Italian style is that they exchange gifts on January the 6th, which is the day of Epiphany. Many children dress up as shepherds a week before Christmas. They sing and play musical instruments, and people give them money to buy gifts. One of the world's largest Christmas trees is created in the mountainside near Gubbio. Thousands of lights spread across the mountain to form a tree shape covering 1,000 square metres. The Yule log is important because in many families they keep it burning non-stop until New Year. If you invited someone's home, it is a nice gesture to bring a gift, something like wine or chocolates or pastries or flowers. In northern Italy, they eat lasagna bolognese and filled pasta like manicotti and ravioli, which are traditional foods. They then have a main, which consists of meat with roasted veal, chicken, sausages or beef.
Next up is Spain.
Welcome back.
Now we are going to be talking about Spain.
How does Spain celebrate Christmas, Tabby?
Well, most of the people in Spain go to the midnight mass, or La Misa de Gallo, the mass of the rooster. It is called this because a rooster is supposed to have crowed the night that Jesus was born. Christmas Eve is known as Noche Buena. In the days before Noche Buena, children might take part in Pindin de Alegundo, where they go and sing carols around their neighbours, hoping to get some money. Most families eat their main Christmas meal on Christmas Eve, before the service. The traditional Spanish Christmas dinner was pavo trufado de Navidad, which is turkey stuffed with truffles, the mushroom ones, not the chocolate ones, or puerto asada, a roasted young hen. Although they are not commonly eaten now, in Galicia, a region in northwest Spain, surrounded by water, the most popular meal for Christmas Eve is, and for Christmas Day, is seafood. These can be all kinds of different seafood, from shellfish, mollusks, to lobster and edible crabs. Popular desserts and sweets include marzipan, made of almonds, sugar and eggs, turrón, made of honey and toasted almonds, and polvoranos, made of flour, butter and sugar. After the midnight service, one old tradition was for people to walk through the streets carrying torches, playing guitars and beating on tambourines and drums. One of the Spanish sayings is Esta noche es buena y no es No es noche de dormir, which means tonight is the good night and it's not meant for sleeping. Thank you for listening. Be back soon for French.
Finally, we have France.
So, how does France celebrate Christmas, Lucia?
To start, and this is not going to be a big surprise, in France, Christmas is centered around food. So, the most important component of the holiday is the Christmas dinner. But the first difference between France and other countries is that meal is not happening on the 25th, but on the 24th on Christmas Eve. The main elements of the meal are foie gras on a slice of gingerbread as an appetizer, a capon on the, as the main dish, a Christmas boucher as a dessert. The bouche is very important. This dessert can be found in every bakery, and there are different types, cake or ice cream, fruit or chocolate flavoured. Always in a log shape and decorated with its little plastic Santa or the woodcutter and his saw. Apart from the food, French people pay less attention to the decorations than Americans. For example, a typical house in France will just have a little Christmas tree and its garlands and ornaments. Sometimes there are some other little Christmassy touches here and there, but that's all. No lights, no inflatables, just something simple.
We hope you enjoy listening.
See you soon.
Make sure you come back for the next episode of Mayfield Radio.
Bye.
Thank you, Megan, Lucia and Tabby. Maybe you might add some of these foods to your dinners this year. Next up is our interview with the lower school prefect.
Hello, I'm Brooke, and today I'm interviewing Gabby, the lower school prefect. Which prefect are you?
I'm the eco prefect.
What do you do in your role as a prefect?
I make lower school as ecologically friendly as possible.
What are your aims as a prefect?
To make sure that everyone helps and does their part to make lower school eco-friendly.
Do you have a message for lower school?
I would like to encourage everyone to recycle and use the correct bins.
Thank you, Gigi, for telling us all about your role in lower school. We hope you enjoyed this instalment of Mayfield Radio.
From all of us here, we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and hope you enjoy spending time with your family.